All right, guys, welcome once again to your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and I've got John on the phone once again. And today we're going to go over some stuff for the actual contest that's coming up, the Adonis Transformation Contest, which starts on Wednesday, September 1st. So we want to go over some changes that we made, a couple key insights, and then we'll probably talk about some other upcoming things that we've got coming up too. So I guess, John, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay, so like Brad said, it starts on the 1st, and we did that on purpose, so it ends the day before American Thanksgiving. Even though we always have people competing from all over the world, there's always a lot of people from the United States that are competing at Thanksgiving. It would be very difficult to run the contest right over Thanksgiving, so starting on September 1st ends it the day before Thanksgiving, so at least anybody in the United States will appreciate that, I'm sure. So that's how it works. So when I say start, for anyone who's already been in it, they already know how this works. To enter the contest, to start it, all you need to do is take your, and we're going to have instructions for all this on the contest page, but I'll just let you know, you just take your before pictures on the 1st, or, you know, it can be the 2nd if you want. You're just losing a day if you do that. Take your pictures on the 1st, and the picture's just a front shot, so standing with your arms at your side, a side shot, and a back shot, and in that series of pictures, you can take an extra one or with one of those, just a picture of the current day's newspaper. And as long as you've taken those pictures, you've basically started. You also need your body weight and your measurements, so your waist and your shoulders, and so we know what your Adonis Index measurement is. And we'll need your height as well. And as long as you take those pictures and those recordings, those measurements, that's basically how you would start. Now, you don't need to submit those. You just take them, keep them, and at the end of the contest on November 24th, when you take your after pictures and your after measurements and your after weight, and you write us your 250-word essay about the experience, when you submit all of that together, the before and the after, that's your official entry. So you're not obliged, so to speak, until the final day. Obviously, you want to take your before pictures the first day so you get the full 12 weeks just like everybody else. And throughout the contest, we'll be doing coaching calls and kind of helping everyone along the way. You'll be able to ask us questions live and we'll answer them. And at the end, as always, we teach everyone how to take an effective after picture so the playing field is level, so you should all have a really good looking after picture. And so that's basically the simplest part of like how to enter, because everyone always asks, and it's not really obvious how you enter, and there's no actual entering. With all it is taking that before picture with the newspaper.
Yeah, it's pretty funny sometimes how, you know, we put up the before and after pictures, and, you know, sometimes we get some weird feedback on the after pictures. People say, "Oh man, these look professionally done," or "These look like these guys have been coached." And I'm always like, "Well, yeah."
Yeah, they have. We've coached everybody. Well, the thing is, the reason we do that is because if one guy knows how to take an effective after picture and another guy doesn't, the guy who knows how to take the better picture is going to just look better. So we coach everyone on taking an equally effective after picture. We want you all to take a really nice looking after picture. So we're comparing, apples to apples. Exactly. There's no other way around it. After being, you know, in bodybuilding photo shoots and magazine photo shoots and fitness competitors, you can do a lot with a photo shoot, and you can really, there's no getting around it. Without us doing a live show where we're judging people literally on a stage, there's no other way around this. So the only way to make the playing field level is to coach everyone on how to take the best possible after picture. And after all, that's what we want to look good. That's what we're after. So why not learn how to take a good picture too? So that's kind of the point of the after picture coaching, so to speak. Yeah. So we're just trying to level the playing field with that. Well, so also, this contest has a new way of, we're not doing the three categories like we used to. This contest, and we went back and forth a lot on this. We struggled with it like a lot, trying to figure out how to best rate or judge or come up with new categories. And we just kept coming back to the idea that it's too hard to split it up. So we're just going to go top six, so 1 through 6. And within the judging, it's going to be the best transformation, but we will also consider your age and training status and things like that. So, but the best transformation, the best AI transformation, so Adonis Index ratio transformation, is going to be the primary criteria. And we'll also consider where you're coming from. So, I mean, we used to have the build and burn, the burn and the build categories. And instead of expanding out those categories, it makes more sense to just go 1 through 6 and just get the best transformations in there no matter where you're starting. So, and the way we judge it, I mean, we'll still be able to account for people who are older and younger, and there's enough room there that everyone should have a chance no matter where you're coming from, there'll be a chance to win.
Well, yeah, I mean, all those things go into consideration. I mean, that part hasn't changed. I mean, we had old and young competing against each other in the past anyway. So, you know, we thought about actually having like a seniors and juniors and kind of all this stuff. And, you know, once we started really trying to get down to the nitty gritty and decide how we wanted to do this thing in categories, I mean, it started really like stringing out pretty bad. I mean, we had like, you know, 6 categories.
Yeah, it was becoming very difficult to figure out how to actually judge it. So for now, we're just going to do top 6, and you know, I think that'll work best.
Right. Yeah, I think maybe later on, once we maybe next contest or contest after that, we'll actually start having, you know, maybe a contest for contest winners. That might be kind of cool.
Oh, like a level 2. So if you've won before, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've won place or showed before.
Yeah, we might end up doing that. I think that'd be kind of fun. But, yeah, overall, I think this actually offers the best the clearest. It's actually a little more clear than what was happening before because, you know, when we were judging and saying that, well, this person was first overall, this person was second overall, but he actually won his category too. We get some feedback where people are kind of confused and stuff like that. So, you know, our whole thing is that if you haven't figured it out right now, we do a lot of addition by subtraction and a lot of simplification and skinning things, you know, as much as possible. So this is actually one of the areas that we looked at and found that we could probably be a lot more effective overall, a lot clearer, if we just went 1 through 6 instead of, you know, having separate categories going around and stuff like that. And that's what you're going to find with Adonis 3.0 as well. That's, you know, if you're a customer of ours, you will actually get the updated. Well, when are we giving the updated things away?
Today, Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So they should have them. You'll have an email about that today. So basically, what you're going to find inside that as well is just, you know, again, after all this and all the feedback and talking to everyone and questions and where people are messing up or whatever, we're actually dropping those categories within Adonis 3.0 as well. And what you'll find is that everyone will essentially run through the same gamut. John's got some new tricks up his sleeve he'll tell you about in just a second. But, you know, it actually makes a little more sense overall for what our message is and actually what we're finding is getting the people the most results. So, you know, that actually makes sense. Have we pretty much covered a lot of the contests? No, we have not. We have not covered prize money. We need to cover that.
Yeah, prize money. So we have a new way of allocating it. So first prize will be $750. Second's $450. Third's $3. And then 4, 5, and 6 are all $250 each. And we'll also be bonusing up each prize, each position with some other things too. Coming down the road, but that's the prize money that will be awarded, and that'll also be on the contest page as well.
Yeah, we had to go ahead and clarify the actual prize money that comes out. I think it's a legal thing, or at least according to those guys, it's a legal thing that we can't actually not tell you what we're going to pay out. So, so that's what's going to get paid out. So, what is it? $750, $450, $3,
and then $250.
$250 by 3. Okay, yep. So that's cool. All right, well, we got 2 other things I want to cover.
Let's cover the workouts too.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to cover.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That was one of the things.
All right.
One of the things we wanted to cover was Adonis 3.0. What to expect. So if you already currently have your Adonis, you know, systems and everything like that, and you've got the 2.0 versions, John's getting ready to go over what's happening with 3.0, what changes are being made, and we're just talking about the workouts themselves, not the entire package, because we're actually doing a facelift on a couple of other things as well. And then we'll talk a little bit in the end about Venus and when that comes out and what to expect, because we're getting a lot of questions on that. So you can tell your wives, girlfriends, and all this other stuff as well.
All right. So for the workouts, I've got a new 12-week, I call it muscle foundation program. It's more suited for, I guess, novices or people that are closer to the beginner range who don't have years and years of training under their belt. So I would say maybe the guys that are 25 and younger might want to maybe start on this program first. And for the contest, I'll do a little bit of back and forth with anyone who's entering as to which program to choose. So that would be the muscle foundation program. That's one of the major new things in 3.0. Like, anyone can use it. It just may fit better for some of the younger guys. Then the main system, for most guys who are familiar, is already broken into three pieces. It's going to be reworked into a new periodized system, where there are no more pieces, build and burn, burn and burn. It's going to be kind of a new flow. And I'm going to also lay out where this, because I was going to lay out where the rage workouts fit in, because a lot of people were never quite sure where to fit them in. I left that sort of as a choice for people, but it seems like people, I guess it just was never clear that they were meant to be dropped in every 8 weeks. So I'm going to put at least some kind of flow pattern so people can kind of recognize where they actually go. The booster workouts, a lot of people use those in the last contest, and so I'll give a few notes on where to fit those in as well. And you know, we have information now from people who overdid it last time, so at least we can give checks and balances as to where, like, how much you can add them in and where maybe is a good place to stop, just simply because we know from past guys that they've actually put themselves out of commission for a couple weeks by trying to overdo it. And I mean, that's really good information to know, so I'll be able to relate that when you see the boosters. And if you get all excited and you want to use like three or four of them, you know, be aware that you probably just can't do that and you'll end up going backwards. So that'll be, from the workout standpoint, there'll be a lot to choose from. The ATS, Rich used the ATS for the last contest. He came in second. So that's the advanced stack workouts. That's a 12-week, three-way periodized workout. So there's a bunch of workouts you can use. And even if you're using the cluster cycles, there's different ways to train. So we've got, I mean, basically four ways to train for this thing. So you can choose. You can choose which way you want to train. And I'm going to put a little, I guess, a chart together and make it available that'll more or less outline where I think you would choose based on your training experience. So if you're a beginner, maybe use the foundation. If you're really advanced like Rich, use the ATS. If, you know, maybe, or even the clusters. If your training experience is between five to 10 years, maybe the main workout's probably the best. So it's going to kind of land on where you're at the moment for which workout might be the most effective.
Right. And what we're going to do, I haven't told John this because I was thinking about it today, but what we're going to do this week, if you're, like I said, if you're a customer of ours, you will probably see for the next 4 days, Tuesday through Friday. Because we're going to want everyone who needs to have access to all the workouts to have them. Because like I said, lots of people are in different areas and they probably don't have them. My personal advice is that wherever you stand, like if you're done with the base, all right. When I say base Adonis workouts, I'm talking about the first ones, not the base program that John's putting in, more or less as a power program, but you should progress to the next workout. So if you're done with that, you should progress to ATS.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
If you're done with ATS, you should progress to
clusters.
Clusters. I mean, that's why there's a progression. You can reuse and just go up in weights on the other ones, but going through the current progression is going to be more beneficial. And like we saw with Rich, I mean, it paid off. So what we're going to do is, we're probably going to pair up clusters we're going to pair up clusters in ATS and put them on sale so that you guys can get those for 4 days so that you'll have access to everything. And that way you can go ahead and wherever you are in the sequence, you can have those and be ready and stuff like that. So you'll have a choice, and I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's a good idea for people who don't have them.
Yeah, to actually put everybody on the same playing field, and you know, so that if you've already been through and you can progress like you should progress, so that's going to be really cool. I think I was going to say something else. Go ahead. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, that's about it for the workouts. Like we said, I'll be available. Maybe I'll even do another call next week. Maybe I'll set up a teleseminar or something just to allow for a bit of Q&A on choosing workouts.
Yeah, next week's going to be pretty rough for me. I always got some surgery, so we were trying to think of doing a live call this week, excuse me. So on Wednesday, we were going to try to do a live call this week, but it's going to be really a mess for me. So like I say, if we need to do a live call, John will actually do it. It'll probably what, Thursday or Friday, if we actually need to do it, if there's any confusions or anything like that, we start getting a lot of questions.
So, yeah, well, I'll put a post up, and you can, and if the post generates enough questions, then we can do a live. I mean, we're going to be doing live coaching calls anyways throughout the whole 12 weeks, and so we'll get everything answered that way. But right off, to kick it right off, I'll do a post explaining which workouts where I think people should fit, and then, you know, if it's obvious, it's obvious. If there's questions, we'll do another live one.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing about Adonis 3.0, like I say, we're actually including the actual booster workouts, which, if you're not familiar with what the booster workouts are, basically if you have a lagging body part, say chest or shoulders or back or legs or whatever you have, we have these workouts that are called boosters that you can actually insert into your program to actually help bring that lagging body part up. And before, we didn't have that in the main offer, but what we're finding is that this is one of the biggest areas of customer support that we have, actually bringing up lagging body parts. So it just makes sense for us to actually move this into the actual base program so that guys can get familiar with that. Now, there's a caveat to that, and here's what we're finding for guys that get a hold of the boosters. You only have one lagging body part.
Oh, no, it's not the whole body. Yeah, you don't
body isn't lagging.
Yeah, you don't pile them all in. It's part of the idea that I was saying is you can't just keep piling them on. You'll end up overtraining. So, kind of selectively pick the one you think you'd like to bring up the most, and that's the one you can focus on top of the workout you're doing, the base workout.
Your whole body isn't lagging. If it is, well, it could be. But that means that you just do the regular workout.
Well, no, but if you think the whole body's kind of way behind, then you might want to move to the foundation muscle workout that I've just put together.
Right. So basically, when we say lagging means lagging relative to the other parts of your body, lagging relative to society as a whole. So
I guess we're going to have to make those available this week too then, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Yep. So everyone who doesn't have access to those will now have access to those too.
Sure. Yeah. And like I say, I mean – We've been doing this for 2 years now, and you know, all the feedback is what brings all of this together, and that's what, you know, is making this into a well-oiled machine, and people are getting the results they want. Okay, so anything about the new workout setup? Now, there's other bonuses and stuff that we'll talk about later on as we get into the actual relaunch itself, which will probably be the last week of September. But I don't think there's anything else in workouts that we need to discuss for the contest.
No, we don't.
Okay, so contest stuff is covered, workout stuff is covered. Okay, all right, well, let's talk about Venus a little bit.
Venus, so this is going to be – I've just finished the workouts, building them, and we've got the videos filmed now, so we just have to – I have to put them all together. This is basically the – well, I mean, it's the one for any – if you have girls are asking you about it, wives, girlfriends, anybody, this is basically the female version of what we're doing. So it's going to be ready to go for, I guess, what we said was late October.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the actual site will be ready. It'll have a community and everything. And the manual is what's left to write, and that's basically just putting the research together about the proportions of a woman's body, which actually, somebody just emailed me a couple papers about that today, so, and reconfirming our numbers. So it's coming together, and it's not going to be like what typical like women's fitness magazine stuff is. I don't know why, but a lot of women are scared for some reason of working out with weights, but it's actually one of the only things that can really shape a woman's body. So I don't know how many women are going to want to hear that message from us, but I guess the ones that do like hearing that message from us will be the ones that we'll like to deal with. So,
yeah.
You know, the ones who just don't – girls who are scared of weights aren't the type of girls I want to hang around with anyways.
Yeah, we're probably looking more of a Jessica Biel type of body.
Basically, yeah. Like just,
yeah, I mean, she's got that kind of an athletic look about her, but it's sexy.
Sure.
That's
well, and I don't get it because even girls like – even women like Kelly Ripa use weights. Like, and she's tiny. So, and I mean, any girl that I've ever trained, it's weights don't make girls big. I don't know why girls are afraid of them. I think they look at guys who are on juice. They don't even look at regular guys. They look straight to guys who are on juice and go, oh my God, is that going to happen to me? So they get this stigma about it and they don't realize it's one of the best ways to keep their body looking tight and young. So, I don't know. I guess it's the best kept secret for girls who do use weights. So I guess Venus will probably appeal to a smaller group of girls, but it's the girls who are kind of in the know, so to speak, who this will resonate with.
Right. And again, probably just like Adonis, it's actually a really, it's going to end up being a really good health marker as well. As far as, you know, if we were going to encapsulate everything into, if you had to encapsulate everything into one number to get a good ballpark figure of how healthy you are overall, I mean, that's just like AI. I mean, VI is going to be pretty much the same thing. I mean, so.
Yep. You could walk into your physician and just tell him what your AI is, and he'd be like, oh, you're good. And same with VI.
Yeah. Well, close enough. I mean.
I'll bet you you could preempt all of your results just with that number.
Yeah.
You could walk in and guess what your numbers would be just based on your AI or for a girl, her VI.
Yeah. And I guess unless you had any genetic predispositions to anything.
Well, lifestyle stuff, like the typical lifestyle stuff that you'd get measured, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's funny. We're sitting here bantering back and forth on whether it's what the actual health marker would end up showing, but you know, whatever. All right. So is there anything else that you want to cover
that,
on Venus?
Incidentally, on that one, for anybody who enters the contest, this is purely, I'm just asking a favor. If you could book an appointment to have your blood work done somewhere towards the end of the contest. And if you, other guys have done it and have submitted it, and it's purely only if you just want to, but it really helps. It helps a lot of other people out to see that, like health marker, measurable markers of health, like get your full blood work done, like cholesterol, lipids, triglycerides, fasting glucose, all of that stuff if you want. If you're interested and want to actually see kind of how as your AI changes, so will all those things. We've had other guys submit it, and we really, really appreciate that. I mean, by no means do you have to. It's not something you'll be judged on or any of that. But, I mean, it's more of, I guess, a self-discovery thing to kind of prove that a healthy-looking body is also a healthy body, and kind of it sort of validates what we were talking about with an improving AI score actually improves your health scores. And Jason's done it, Rich has done it, a few different people have done it, and I mean, they look great, and their bodies, every measurable health parameter looks good too. So it would be more to show you that, more for yourself to see that, yeah, this really does also make you a very healthy person too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of the funny thing. We laugh about it all the time and kind of in private about, you know, some of the cognitive dissonance we run into sometimes when we talk about, you know, being admired and things like that, and actually working for proportions, and some guys, you know, and even women when we get into Venus, you know, will likely kind of be kind of squeamish because they think that we're trying to be, you know, holier than thou maybe, or if we're trying to promote like narcissism or something like that. But in reality, the two kind of go hand in hand, and so far that's what we're seeing. I mean, that's not
the two. You mean health and the look, not narcissism.
Yes. The health and the look. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So,
I mean, exactly. It's just, it's something people always talk about health, but they never stop to measure it.
Yeah. I mean, other than.
Well, I mean, other than, well, I feel good. It's, well, okay. Let's actually measure it. Let's see how this really works. So, I mean, I don't know how quick. Depends what country you're in, how quick your medical system works, but I think 12 weeks is long enough to get an appointment booked and have a look.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
ideally, it would be a before and an after, but it's probably too late to do a before. So at least the after can show you.
Well, I mean, if you got in, I mean, who cares? You get in, you know, 2 weeks into it or whatever. I mean, it's still. Yeah. I mean, I know for a fact that I've actually dropped my heart rate, just heart rate, from like 85 beats a minute to like 60 within like a month.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, my heart rate and blood pressure is really low too.
You know, I mean, so, and that just came from just really getting after it and stuff like that. So I know things like that, those types, some of those markers can change pretty dramatically. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just, you know, it's funny. I mean, we're guys, we like looking at numbers. That's why we like fantasy football and stuff like that. I mean, and looking at stats. And so, I mean, this is just another stat you can watch.
Yeah. So. Well, and it proves to you, like, I did this research at Florida, biofeedback, meaning like something telling you, like, give, like, a biofeedback is like a statistic about yourself or a feeling. This is some biofeedback that can really prove to you that like things are happening. So, yeah. I mean, if you want some validation about your own health, by all means, at the end of the contest, get everything measured.
Well, and the other thing too, it's going to help shield you away from a lot of the social pressures of people saying, well, is that healthy, or, you know, is that
if people start bugging you, like, oh, is that healthy to eat that way or train that way, just show them your numbers, be like, I don't know, it looks pretty healthy from the report from the doctor.
Right, exactly. And so, and not saying that you I mean, John would probably carry it around in his pocket and just put it in people's face and laugh, but for me, it's more about just being secure and knowing that you're on the right path and not letting. Because that's kind of the big thing that you're going to run into when you're doing the contest is, I mean, you have a goal, and it's a pretty strict goal. I mean, that's why there's a contest, and to get people that wins because it gets kind of hardcore. It's not like just kind of doing a normal transformation where you kind of got as much time as you need. I mean, there's a time limit. And so, you know, you're going to run into situations where maybe you want to go out and be social. You're going to run into situations where you know, even though you're trying to be stealthy about it or covert, you're going to run into a situation where people are asking you questions about what you're trying to do, or is that healthy, or, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, it really helps to have a comfort and just a confidence in what you're doing, so mm-hmm. that you don't get swayed, because it happens. It happens a lot. And matter of fact, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that is the number one reason why people don't get in the shape they want. It's not misinformation. It's not all this other stuff. It is, well, take it back.
Well, it's social pressure.
Yeah, it's misinformation from social pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's people leaning on you, people close to you who think that, you know, they might be helping you, but really they're just pulling you off track. So that's just something to be aware of, I guess, while you're going through it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking about something the other day on that, as far as I was calling it the myth of the alpha male. Like, everybody's talking about how they want to be an alpha male, and you want to be like, have alpha male stuff. But it's really funny because, like, all the people who I would consider to have alpha male tendencies, they kind of walk to their own beat of their own drum. You know what I'm saying? They're not really, if the thing that defines them as being that isn't the big boistery, I'm an alpha male. It's the fact that they make the decision to do what they need to do based on what they need to do, not like other people swaying them. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
But you see, you know, other people trying to talk about this thing, but it's like, oh yeah, here's how you're this. Well, no, this is pretty much what it is. You're marching to your own drum, and you're comfortable making your own decisions and knowing that you're going to fail sometimes, but you're comfortable enough in yourself knowing that you'll overcome it and kind of keep walking forward. So, you know, yeah, that was off topic, but whatever.
Anyways. Okay. Well, I think we've basically covered everything for the contest. I mean, as always, just, you know, well, comment on the blog and we can get back to it. If you have questions about anything we said here, and anyone in the community, obviously we'll talk about it there too.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like I say, there's lots of new stuff coming. Adonis 3A will be a significant upgrade from 2.0. Basically, 2.0 was just the removal of interval training from the program itself, and then maybe an extra bonus. But 3.0 will actually be a more significant rehash.
Well, there'll be new chapters in the book. There'll be all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, as we move along, we find out more and more. And, you know, just as you guys get more and more comfortable realizing that you're on the right path, I mean, so do we. I mean, we know we're on the right path, but we just keep uncovering more and more and more and more stuff that just keeps, you know, verifying what we're talking about from all different angles. And so, you know, just like I say, if you're listening right, just know you're on the right track, and it really is this simple. So,
yeah, well, I'm good. You got anything else?
I don't think so, man. I think that's pretty much covers everything. So, like I say, if you've got any questions or anything like that, just put a comment on the blog and we'll get to it just like normal, and we'll go from there. So, for John Barbin, I'm Brad Howard, and this was your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast.